You're listening to The Blueprint, Canada's conservative podcast.
Well, they thought they were going to have an easy day over there today, but not so fast, Mr. Speaker.
What is it going to take for the Prime Minister to have any respect for any laws in this country that may curb his out-of-control behavior?
And now, here's your host, Tony Clement.
Welcome to The Blueprint, Canada's conservative podcast. I'm your host, Tony Clement, for another edition. Hey, summer may be over or nearly over, but our conservative MPs have been hard at work in their constituencies and throughout the country throughout the summer. But now we're into a new phase. We are here in Winnipeg, Manitoba, as a conservative caucus, a national conservative caucus. We're going to have caucus meetings. We just finished a shadow cabinet meeting with all of the people who have specific responsibilities for various portfolios to shadow the ministers, the Liberal ministers, ask the right questions, demand the answers on behalf of Canadian taxpayers and citizens. And with me today, we have two of my colleagues who are part of the shadow cabinet, part of leader Andrew Scheer's shadow cabinet, who have specific responsibilities and some very important issues that have been raised really throughout the summer. And we have every anticipation that this will be topics that will be heard in the halls of Parliament when we get back on September 18th for question period. So without further ado, let me introduce them to you. We have Calgary MP Michelle Rempel. Okay. Michelle.
Hi, thanks for having me, Tony.
It's great to be having you on The Blueprint as well. Ottawa area MP Pierre Poilievre, who serves as the finance shadow cabinet person. So congratulations in that role, Pierre.
Thank you very much, Tony. Good to be with you.
By the way, Michelle Rempel serves as the Immigration and Citizenship Shadow Minister as well. So we have both of them here, and we're going to talk about those two topics that you probably have been thinking about yourselves throughout the summer, but let's get the update on it. First of all, Michelle, obviously one of the issues that has been top of mind with Canadians is our borders, the security of our borders. We've had numerous instances, obviously, of border crossers. I'm going to leave it to you to explain what has been happening and what your reaction to that is.
Sure. So we're in a situation now, 2 years after Justin Trudeau took the Prime Minister's role, where Canada used to have an open, fair, and compassionate asylum claim and refugee system. And Justin Trudeau has broken that. And this has been evidenced over the summer by Justin Trudeau setting up two refugee camps on Canada's border. Can you let's just stop and think about that for a minute.
Yeah.
We have refugee camps on the U.S.-Canadian border. So
this
why
is really unprecedented.
It is unprecedented. Why is this happening? So if we rewind to January of this year, you'll remember that the Americans put in place an immigration ban. And on that day, Trudeau tweeted out this knee-jerk tweet that said, all are welcome to Canada, hashtag welcome to Canada. And in that moment, you know, we're here in Winnipeg today. I grew up in Winnipeg. I know what it's like in January in Manitoba.
Sure.
You know, so he sent out this this tweet basically telling people to take part in an unsafe activity.
That we basically didn't have a border.
That's right. Yeah. He did. With that tweet, he erased the border. And this is so uncompassionate because many of the people that are illegally crossing Canada's border, those asylum claims that they're making, they won't be found valid.
Right.
But the problem for Trudeau is because he's increased the amount of people that are making these claims by promoting the illegal border crossing with that hashtag Welcome to Canada tweet, by doing things like removing the visa requirement on Mexico without a proper review, he's actually creating what Public Service of Canada is now forecasting to be an 11-year backlog in reviewing asylum claims. So what's that? That's a technical term for saying that it's going to be 11 years before the government of Canada deems whether or not somebody who's illegally crossed the border has an asylum claim. And during that time, they are entitled to receive social assistance benefits, subsidized housing, access the Canadian health care system. And he doesn't have a plan to pay for any of this.
And the other side is there's people who have legitimately gone through the system.
You got it.
Who haven't jumped any queues, who have filled out all the right forms and who are waiting for their hearing to see whether they can seek asylum.
Trudeau sent Mark Garneau, one of his ministers, out in the middle of the summer to talk about this because I think he's been a little bit afraid to own up to his mistake. When he sent Mark Garneau up, I think Mark Garneau actually said, well, we're going to have work permits for these people. So can you imagine being somebody, let's say you're somebody who's trying to sponsor your spouse into the country, or you're coming into the country, trying to come into the country through legal, proper channels, to hear that if you've crossed the border illegally, we're going to prioritize work permits. You know, this is one of those things where I think, Tony, Canadians are... they understand that immigration is part of Canada's fabric. But the problem with Justin Trudeau is that he's been so irresponsible and reckless about it. He's actually, I think, taking away social license to operate in Canada's immigration system. And, you know, when you look at people around the world right now, like we've, you know, you helped me with this. We did so much work on the Yazidi genocide. You've been in Iraq. You've seen people that are facing
genuinely facing this.
You know, we want to be in a position to help there.
Right.
And you remember what it was like fighting the government, trying to get them to help legitimate genocide survivors. And now we're talking about setting up refugee camps. Like, nobody's fleeing persecution from the United States of America. So we've been fighting hard all summer, trying to hold the Liberals to account. I feel like Canadians are waking up to what a shambles the system's at. But, you know, to anyone who's listening to this, you know, you reaching out and voicing your opposition on this issue in a common sense way that says our system is no longer compassionate, it's broken, it's really helped, I think, move the dial on this. And I think it's Justin Trudeau starting to wake up to, oh my goodness, I've got a real problem here.
We're listening to the Blueprint Canada's Conservative podcast. I'm speaking with Michelle Rempel, Calgary MP, the shadow cabinet minister for immigration citizenship. Michelle, what's the call to action here? You talked a little bit about how people are getting upset about this issue. What do you plan to do in the fall?
Sure.
And how can they be
involved?
There's
so many questions to be asked. First of all, we are going to be holding the government to account in the House of Commons, in Parliamentary Committee. But we've already started to talk about some of the things that the government could be doing to fix the situation. First of all, Justin Trudeau himself has to come out and say, no, it's not hashtag welcome to Canada. You cannot and should not be entering the country illegally. It is illegal. It's unsafe. And if you do this, your claim will be processed quickly. And now, as a caveat, he has to fix that system that he's broken. And when your claim is found invalid, you will be sent back to your country of origin. And then he needs to follow through with that action.
Well, this is the bizarre thing about it. I'm glad you raised this point, Michelle, because what we're seeing right now is Justin Trudeau sending out his ministers to go to the United States at various points, to go to various communities, ethnic communities, and say, we were just kidding. We weren't, you know, hashtag welcome to Canada didn't mean that we had no border, and please don't take it literally. So he's trying to backtrack or to have it both ways, really.
Yeah, and, you know, this week, something I'll be raising in the House, I don't know if you read this, Tony. So not in addition to the refugee camps, they actually are, as I understand it, buying RVs or trailers, heated trailers, and putting it at the border.
Wow.
I shouldn't laugh, because it's just so ridiculous. But what kind of a message does that send? You know, like you said, sorry, we're just kidding, don't do this. But then, you know, winter's coming, and their solution is to roll tent trailers into small communities. Like, I've been down to the border here in Emerson.
Right.
You know, these communities are overwhelmed.
They're overwhelmed.
So, you know, there's some concrete things we'd like to see him do. There's an agreement that we have with the United States that basically recognizes that both of our countries have asylum claim systems that are fair, they're compassionate, so that if you enter into Canada and make an asylum claim, you can't go to the U.S. and do the same thing, sort of shop for asylum claims and vice versa.
Right.
That's called the Safe Third Country Agreement. There's a loophole in it. the agreement's silent on what happens when somebody illegally crosses the border. And that's
in between these two.
So we want the government to look at that agreement and close that loophole. The other things, there's technical things that they could do. They could open up more official points of entry. We know where people are coming across the border illegally. They could designate that as an official point of entry and start applying the Safe Third Country Agreement more effectively. They need to, they need to deal with this mess that they've created at the IRB. That's the Immigration Refugee Board.
Yeah.
That's the board that looks at asylum claims. They haven't been appointing judges
in that area. That's the other thing. There's a backlog partially because they haven't appointed new IRB judges.
And the other thing is it's not just that backlog isn't just because of the illegal migrant crisis. It's also because they've done things like rescind the visa requirement on Mexico. And what that means, back in 2009, Tony, and you'll remember this,
right.
We saw a huge spike in asylum claims coming out of Mexico. Many of them weren't valid. And we said, look, this is costing the Canadian taxpayers money because it costs money to process these claims. It costs money to have people access the social assistance system, and many of these claims aren't valid. So we put in place a visa entry or visa requirement on Mexico. Those claims went down to zero. Trudeau actually removed that without any sort of review. So we're probably going to see, and the public service has forecasted it, it's not just me saying that, a huge spike in claims there, further backlogging the system. So it's just like, Tony, it's a disaster, and
who would have thought that our asylum claims were going to be from the USA and Mexico? These are supposed to be, as you say, for people facing genocide, like the Yazidis in Iraq and Syria, or other
LGBTQ
other
community
people
members Iran or in Chechnya, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's the purpose of it. Not to encourage forum shopping, which is what's going on now.
The global forced migration crisis is a huge policy concern, but we have to start talking about the fact that people are economic migrants, and we have to start looking at the fact that we need a plan. The government needs to look at the immigration levels in Canada writ large and start asking how we can help the world's most vulnerable more effectively. Again, I want to emphasize that Canada is a compassionate country. We are a country that's based on immigration. So it's not a question of if, it's a question of how. But like Trudeau, like the problem in Canada right now is that the rhetoric is so polarized because Trudeau has completely bungled and lost any faith in the Canadian public to do the how properly.
Right.
And we're going to hold them to account on that.
Michelle Rempel, Member of Parliament from the Calgary area, thank you for being the Blueprint Canada's Conservative podcast, and we wish you well in holding the government to account on this crisis that is
Thanks for all you do, Tony. You're awesome.
Well, we all try here. We all try.
Thank you for listening to The Blueprint, Canada's Conservative podcast. To find more episodes, interviews, and in-depth discussions of politics in Canada, search for The Blueprint on iTunes or visit podcast.conservative.ca.